rocking and rolling.
I like to rock and roll.
Al Sawyer.
Al Sawyer.
And we're at King Neptune's in Gulf Shores.
Seafood restaurant, absolutely. Gulf Shores, Alabama. Glad to have you here.
My pleasure. It's a delight. So you've been running King Neptune's for what?
24. Mm-hmm. 24. And before that, I worked with Morrison's Cafeteria, where I got the management and the food background. But all my life, I've loved seafood. I mean, there's just so much variety that you can do with it.
You're real blessed because you have a local source right up front.
That's right, just a mile away, right down from the beach, you know. Yeah, it's great.
Talk to us about one of your favorites, and that's Royal Reds.
Royal Reds. They're deep water shrimp. They're not like your brown, your typical brown, your white, or your pink shrimp that have a season. These are deep water shrimp caught 1,800 feet deep. They take a special boat, and they're pure red. I mean, that's why they call them Royal Reds. They came up with that Royal Red name. They stay red when they catch them, and they're red when you cook them.
Interesting. But it really, in the end, in spite of appearance, it's the flavor and the taste that makes them so coveted and exceptional.
That's right. You know, they taste like a lobster to me. And in a pure state is the way I like them more than any other way. You can fry them, you can bake them, you can saute them, you can do them any way you want that you do regular shrimp. But the best way to me is steam them without any seasoning and get that pure taste from the sea.
No, I agree. That'd be my choice.
And, you know, typically for someone that can't see or smell it or taste it, if you know what Maine lobster tastes like, it's similar to that, but it's tender. It's a lot more tender than the Maine lobster is.
So I presume that locals here in and around Gulf Shores and people that come to visit, they know the secret about the Royal Reds, and they come here seeking them out, right?
Right. Yeah, they can only catch enough probably to support our local community here around Gulf Shores, Mars Beach.
Right. You're not letting the secret out.
That's true. You know, they only discovered them, say, 55 years ago out in the Gulf in that deep water. And Peter Quilla with Peter Nelson with Aquila Seafood, Auburn University, used his boat to research and catch them. And he's kept that going through the years. He's actually the only boat I know of that goes out and catches them.
And you have an employee that's a direct descendant. Can we talk to her?
Granddaughter.
Yeah,
that's Jeannie Black.
Jeannie Black.
And she's our manager. She's been here 15 years since she was 15 years old. She's worked for us.
And you're not letting her go.
No.
Can we talk
to her? She's kind of like, oh, yeah, you can talk to her. She's kind of like my stepdaughter, you know. Hey, Jeannie.
Jeannie, come on around. Tell us about Royal Reds and your family.
Uh-oh. I'm on the spot here. Well, I don't know if y'all know the story. Really, in the 80s, you couldn't give these shrimp away. No one knew what to do with them, how to cook them. They didn't really kick off until the 90s, late 90s. So, and they become popular in that aspect.
I actually cooked some for Bobby Flay, and he came down here, and we did a show for him. And there's some pictures over there on the wall, Bobby
Flay. In the big frame, yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to know if he could get them up in New York. I said, no, can't get them up there. Only down here.
That's interesting. You guys really do have a best-kept secret in seafood here.
Yes. I've been lucky. I'm raised with reds, so I was very lucky, and I'm still lucky.
You went out as a kid and made trips as a deckhand on your boat.
When I was in diapers, yes.
So. You know the whole process?
My uncle. I would go out there and there'd be waves, the ocean I've never seen, you know. It'd scare me to death. Very scared.
You went back and did it again?
I did, and I would still go back out if I had the time.
So what do you do here at Al's restaurant?
I manage it for him. I take the stress off, you know. I've learned over the years that what he wants and what he has to have, and I make sure I see it through.
He's not letting you go, then.
Oh, no. Never.
Tell us what else you do here. You have drinks and bar as well as the...
A little bar, yeah. We do a little bar business here. This is more of a family. We do a lot of large families, believe it or not, come in here in the summertime when they're on vacation. People come down here on vacation. They wanna swim back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. They want seafood because they can't get this kind of seafood back home.
Al Sawyer, what a pleasure. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Tom. Nice to meet you, my friend.
I know. Well, we were meant to meet, I think.
That's right. Thank you, Tom.
All righty. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.